We'll move on. A dog training club that teaches pets to behave has been told to find a new home for health and safety reasons. The club has been operating once a week in the Braniel Community Centre in East Belfast for 15 years under Castlereagh Council. Now comes under Belfast City Council. After the recent boundary change, the club has been told only guide dogs are allowed in the premises that they have been using. Belfast City Councillor Jim Rogers with us today. Morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Alex Douglas, who runs the club. Tell us what's happening here, Alex.
Well, basically it says what you have said, Stephen, just that the boundaries have now changed. Castlereagh Borough Council now lose control of Braniel Community Centre, which we've been operating out of for the past 15 years. And now we've been taken over by Belfast City Council and we're no longer welcome within that community hall.
You can't bring your dogs in?
No, you're allowed to bring your dogs into a public building under Belfast City Council control.
How do you feel about that?
First of all, I feel disgusted that for a service that we've been providing as a club to not only the Braniel community, but to the greater Belfast community. And we have been doing that for the last 15 years quite happily with no incident at all recorded to Castlereagh Borough Council and even our good selves, quite happily. And just because of a boundary change, we now find ourselves out of a venue that has been very good to us. And I have to say that Castlereagh Borough Council have been more than accommodating for us over the past 15 years, and indeed the past 10 years before that when we were in Craigie Community Centre.
What's going on, Jim Rogers?
Well, Stephen, Councillor Sonia Copeland and myself have been contacted over the last few days by several people on this issue, and we hope to meet with our officers later this week to try and discuss it, because yes, certain councils carry out rules different to others, and obviously there's clearly a problem here needs to be addressed. And I sympathise along with Councillor Copeland at Alex's plight and that of others. Been there over 15 years, never any problems or troubles.
And your council has just banned them. Your council just banned them and won't fall spell swoop.
I think Belfast City Council could have handled this in a much better manner. And that's why we want to talk to the director, the head of service, within the next couple of days to find out why this has happened. I know that we need consistency, but if another council has been allowing it, obviously people are saying to us, well, why is Belfast City Council operating something differently?
Did they consult with you, Alex?
There was no consultation at all, just a letter of basically eviction, and that was about it. Just under the Belfast City Council rules, health and safety was a paramount of their users, and as such, this is now public.
Well, are they worried getting bitten by a chihuahua or something?
Well, that's their problem at the end of the day, but you mean at the end of the day, we treat all our help, train all dogs of all breeds. We take people in who have problems with dogs. We try and give them the tools to train their dogs and so that their dogs are well behaved within society. At the end of the day, I know we have been in Castlereagh Borough Council and our name is the City of Belfast Dog Training Club, but when you look at this, now that Belfast City Council has taken us over, could they not have seen what a service we are providing for their dog warden service? Because we have had Castlereagh dog wardens and Belfast dog wardens up to our club to oversee good citizen tests, and there was no issues on that. Both dog warden councils were very pleased with what we were turning out and have been very happy to work with them over the years. But now Belfast take over, there's no dog training clubs within Belfast boundary at all, because there's no venues accessible to.
There is a bigger issue here, Jim, with all due respect to Alex. And the bigger issue, Jim Rogers, is about how your council treats the ratepayers who are actually keeping these people in jobs. You don't consult. You don't write to them and say, look, we're thinking of doing this. Can we sit down and try to find a way through it together? You just send somebody a letter who's been doing this for 15 years and say, get out?
Well, Stephen,
who on earth in your council thinks it's right to treat people like that?
Well, Stephen, nobody should be treated in that fashion.
Well, it's happened.
That's one of the issues. Well, that's one of the issues that Sonia Copeland and I will be taking up It's not good enough. We want to have a good relationship with all our ratepayers, regardless what part of Belfast they live in. I know the great job that Alec and others do there, and it's soul-destroying how this has been handled. There should have been consultation. Elected members should have been notified, because I represent that area now in the new council. And I'm just, as a long-serving councillor, I'm not at all happy, and I intend to address this, along with Sonia Copeland, immediately. It's a shame the way they've been treated because of the wonderful work that these people are doing. And we need, let me repeat, we need consistency in this matter. We all know that health and safety is the most important issue in any building that we would go into, regardless whether it's a community centre, it's a church, it's a city hall, any council facilities. But I will get to the bottom of it. You can rest assured, and I'll be doing a bit of straight talking, as I firmly believe is important in this matter.
Council spokesperson said the decision was taken after accessing the best compatible use of the centre for all users. However, Belfast City Council fully supports dog training. We will be in contact with the City of Belfast Dog Training Club in regard to finding an alternative outlet for its dog training classes. End of statement. So they throw you out. They buck you out, Alex. They don't talk to you beforehand. Now that the media is involved, they say they're going to meet up with you.
Oh, well, it's not always the case, Stephen. You know, it's sort of just send a letter out. No consultation. We'll not talk with these people. Let's see if there's a bit of common ground. There's no offer of trying to help us find a venue. Just
well, there is now within that statement.
The last line on their letter says, to allow you time to seek secure and to secure another venue to which to meet, thereby enabling you to maintain a continuity of service to your users. This will take...
Well, Alex, I want to assure you that myself and Councillor Copeland will get to the bottom of this, and we're prepared to meet with you and others who participate.
And as I say, Jim, and look, you're saying that you'll try to help today, which is fair enough, Jim, but I do think the bigger question here is who within the council is creating a culture where you don't consult with the people that are paying your wages. That whoever sent out that letter, whoever decided that diktat, they're taking a salary from ratepayers' money, and yet they treat ratepayers like this.
Stephen, you're so right. And as an elected member, as an employer, remember the 60 elected members in Belfast City Council, in fact, in every council, are the employers. And we set the policy. But I will make sure that I get this sorted out to the best of my ability, along with Councillor Copeland. I'm not at all happy at hearing this, first of all, from the users and the council not having the decency to tell their elected members exactly what is going on. And this is a problem between Belfast and Castlereagh. There's been other difficulties from Lisburn Council that Belfast has taken on, the same with Castlereagh, but we should have been told about it, and there's clearly a communication problem, and I will make sure it is sorted out. You have my word in that, Alec, one way or the other.
It's pretty straight.
I personally apologise at how you have been treated. It's simply not good enough for you as a ratepayer to find that Belfast City Council have operated in this ham-fisted way.
It's pretty straight talking from Jim this morning, Alex.
Yes, and I have to say I feel reassured to what he says, and I do hope that he does follow it through.
Alec, you have my word. If I promise to follow something through, I do it, and I will do it, along with my colleague Sonia Copeland.
That's fair enough. But one thing I would point out, you know,
and she's not a happy chappy.
This club has been running for 35 years. It is a democratic club. They have elected members, and those committee members who work for the club do it on a voluntary basis. We are not paid to run the club. We run the club because we want to help people with dogs. We want to encourage people to own their dogs responsibly. And that's where your council have failed to see where we can supply a need that your council can't. And that's where we have to be working hand in hand to promote responsible dog ownership. Let's be honest, dogs have taken a bad press over the last few years, and I have to say Belfast Council have been involved with a very high-profile case. This is one of the last things they need to have on their door.
Okay.
And I take
all
from you, Jim,
it's
your reassurance.
Working with people and our ratepayers, the people who are paying the officers and staff their salaries, and they must never lose sight of that.
Okay. Alex, thank you for bringing the story to us this morning. Jim Rogers, thank you for coming on.
And
obviously, this might sound like a small issue, a dog training club, but I keep banging on about this. The bigger picture is how citizens are treated by any council and any council officer who decides that they have the power to do something without consulting the people who are paying their wages.